Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Saoirse Ronan Corporation broadcast, podcast, audio cast by Michael Anthony Norton, October 2nd, 2023. Bit of a cold underneath my voice. And it's time to practice this show with, if it's not too late, that I have no idea whether or not there is Saoirse Ronan Corporation in existence on the books of today's Uniform Commercial Code. I am aware or have been fooled online by reports that suggest director of the movies, Christopher Nolan, has a unit of four people in his accountancy to support his career in a uniform commercial code space. And it could be, that could be very super thrifty. Four people to manage work and employments and professions as a much more multi-person leader of a business unit. The Saoirse Ronan Corporation, what is it? When did it form? Why does it exist and not exist simultaneously? Saoirse Ronan is a movie actress dedicated to the employments of the movie industry from region to region. Webb reports she was born in the Bronx, New York, a borough of one of five in New York City, USA. Whilst she presents as having been raised in Ireland, far from the Bronx, far from Manhattan, far from Staten Island, far from Queens, and far from Brooklyn. Even though Saoirse Ronan, of the Saoirse Ronan Corporation, which may or may not exist, was the lead female role in a movie titled Brooklyn many years ago. Or some years ago, on her way to superstardom in the movies. Unlike you and I, if the listeners of this podcast are of the plain demographic of media consumers, Saoirse Ronan had an education that was foreign to all of ours who have come up in the public and private education system. For she was already cast and performing in Hollywood movies before she was of legal age in the United States of America as an Irish person. The Saoirse Ronan Corp. The Saoirse Ronan Corporation. How is it possible, I ask dear listeners, that I am not in communications with Saoirse Ronan or any kind of human dignified sense of a relationship? I have been a proponent, fan, and practitioner of the Hollywood movie concept since I were a child. When I am drafting a stage play in and around the time of a new release of Saoirse Ronan, in that order, in that sequential order. And I am in Cleveland, Ohio, where there are many Irish, and people of Irish descent may not be 100%, may not be 50%, and may not be 1%. But they're there for and with my and their experience together. So when I'm sitting in Cleveland, Ohio, outcast from the motion picture industry, where I already hold a degree in motion picture making from the same state, and when my parents, who forgive me, were not super wealthy, they were not rich and able to say, we're going to pay cash down for this education and let you go be educated as to how to be successful in making motion pictures. There was no decree of a Saoirse Ronan corporation in those clauses and signatures. In other words, my super wealthy parents, who were not so wealthy as enough to pay for the whole education at the time of my enrollment, they did not experience having to sign a Saoirse Ronan corporation clause as contingent upon my four-year education in cinema outside of my own education in cinema and in the basics prior to that or following that. So when I'm sitting in Cleveland years later in a movie theater after just begun writing a play, and I'm looking at an adaptation of that on the silver screen with this phenomenon known as Saoirse Ronan starring in the role, I'm scratching my head. Did my so-called friends have anything to do with this production? Did my so-called coworkers or non-coworkers have anything to do with that production? Being of Bronx descent and Irish heritage, did Saoirse Ronan Corporation have anything to do with a non-correlation between my work in and as a member of that industry of humanity at that time and her performance on the screen at that time? Is the Saoirse Ronan Corporation, and how is that a legitimate, acceptable entity in the world of movie making? Whether it's today or then. It's impossible to expect a person like Saoirse Ronan to have had a normative general population education at elementary level, primary and secondary education level, when she was being presented in performance in such a deceptive way, counter to what movie making is. Motion picture making and entertainment in Hollywood is not a political science alternative discipline in practice. It's not for the student to scratch their heads and say, do I want to work in public political Scientology or political science or go into movie making? I'm weighing the checks and balances today. Do I want to be a performing artist or do I want to go into politics? local, city, state, national, or international. That's not how the education and the career path of the motion picture maker is presented in and outside of education today, 5, 10, 15, 20, or 50 years ago. And yet, we have today this elusive, the Saoirse Ronan Corporation, in which Facebook, through which and via which Facebook, claims right and countenance to present reviews of her most recent production called Faux, being marginalized by critical acclaim, insufficient for the capitalists of the worthy Oscar winners and nominees and the worthy Golden Globe winners and nominees of that industry. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? When did the general Condé Nast business sector of paper photography, photo paper, and art receive such extraordinary countenance and decision-making capacity higher than the motion picture maker to publish day after day, social media feed after social media feed, photographs of motion picture makers in pose and costume with comments from others? Is that what the bylaws say on the Saoirse Ronan Corporation filings? And if so, what state and nation was the Saoirse Ronan Corporation filed in? And what friends of mine and acquaintances and co-workers of mine felt that that was sufficient for a movie-making industry and is sufficient and funny for the media and the motion picture movie-making industry to report to me via social media because I'm a member of that social media community, that she has a boyfriend and is engaged to a person with a surname that is novel, unique, and never before reported in any format of history books, and just so happens to be the name of the elementary school I attended? Cute and funny? Is that cute and funny beyond the U.S.? I don't think it's cute and funny at all. I'm in the U.S. Is that cute and funny in Ireland and the United Kingdom? Because I took up an interest in motion picture making as a career. It's okay for the Saoirse Ronan Corporation, however ephemeral, to figuratively, day in and day out, stick a middle finger in my face and say, F you? You don't even belong on this planet? Who's writing that policy? Who's writing that uniform commercial code? And who's supporting that movie-making practice? What guilds? What studios? What other limited liability companies, CNS corps and nonprofits are supporting that routine. Do members of my so-called extended family have accomplishments relative to this Saoirse Ronan Corporation? It's a little unbelievable to me that an industry, regardless of its sector, would go to such lengths to deceptivize one in many people who are consumers within that sector as a primary modus of operations and success. What role does Wikipedia.org play in the proliferation of the Saoirse Ronan Corporation? It's as if Jodie Foster in Nell is a standard operating procedure for the movie industry today. Saoirse Ronan has never acknowledgement of my existence or communicated directly to me as a human being would communicate to another in kindergarten class, in 1, 2, 4, 5th or 6th grade, or 3rd, 7th or 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th or 12th, or college, or in the working world. And this is a successful actor, a successful thespian and star and celebrity of your motion picture industry. Am I supposed to just ingest the total irrationality that there's no relationship between her career and mine? Or her existence and mine? Who founded the Saoirse Ronan Corporation? Juliette Lewis? Juliette Lewis coming off a bender in Natural Born Killers by Oliver Stone says, well, I was with Robert De Niro in that Cape Fear movie. I and the industry needs the Saoirse Ronan Corporation now. Maybe the Saoirse Ronan Corporation is an alternative to civil and criminal court business and industry. Maybe some geniuses in Hollywood thought, you know what? We need a Hollywood court system, a Hollywood justice system. We don't have enough shortcuts in our industry. So we're going to establish a Hollywood court system and elect and uphold such businesses as the Saoirse Ronan Corporation. She will have high acclaim, low acclaim, and everything in between. Just so that we can put up a middle finger, figuratively and proverbially, in the face of Michael Norton and all the rest of our motion picture industry consumers. And beyond, we will go outside the bounds of the motion picture entertainment industry, put our talons into athletics, which, by the way, is not the health industry, so we'll put our talons into there too, because health and athletics our distinctive wordism, and we'll put it into the homeless society and the political information technology sector too. and birthing. We will explore birthing, marriage, divorce, and all the rest of the social behaviorist movement on planet Earth for one Hollywood court system. The hair and makeup industry will thank us for it. Because if there's anything of substance greater than that, let me know in the movie picture business today. Below the line, above the line, and hair and makeup, way high in the sky. Exhibit the Saoirse Ronan Corporation. And you know what, Stephen King? I am her number one fan. I don't care how your success is graded on a horror platform only. I don't care other genres with equality. I don't care that my ex-wife did not like horror pictures. Her whole life is a horror picture. And she's got sisters from Israel to prove it doing Wonder Woman. The Saoirse Ronan Corporation. Who established it and why? Do I really need to go through again, like Mark and Elaine Zikri, who recompartmentalized all the Twilight Zone episodes for Hollywood due diligence and published it, and provide my reviews concise and comprehensive for page and for page again for the Saoirse Ronan zone? Go through each of her movies and offer my opinions and feedback when I'm staring at a tree on a Monday afternoon in Maine with my legs out my window in the sunshine? All right, I'll look for a publishing deal for the Saoirse Ronan Zone Companion. Each chapter will portray each of her roles and movies she performed in since whatever age she was let in to the movie industry, for her talent, discipline, good work ethic, and good soulmanship. The Webedia, the media on the web, the Webedia, which has no relevance with precedent prior to the motion picture industry, reports she was born in 1994, April 12th. 1994. It could be. But you know what? Not my job or anyone else's to make her a Barack Obama centerpiece for controversy regarding her birth certificate. That's not motion picture making. I present this podcast, the Saoirse Ronan Corporation, being the title. Today, October 2nd, 2023, because I lurk and I like the work that she has accomplished. despite her Irishism and despite her Americanism and despite her femaleism. A dramatist and a thespian and a human being. And a corporation. How long do we have to permit the concept of corporation run the motion picture making industry in the same world we all live on and on the same planet we all live on? If it has been suggested to me that in her personal and private life, she enjoys a partner of the lesbian suspense, or B, a partner of the African-American male suspense, do you think in a rational context of living in an irrational world, that makes a difference to me? In a world of motion picture making, which has ratings such as PG-13 and now podcasts do too, information technology, audio casts offer that wonderful technological function of modern society, an option. This is my first self-nominated PG-13 podcast on your audio earwaves because it's titled The Saoirse Ronan Corporation. I never learned of her existence before she was a PG-13 demographic podcast. Do we need to suggest maybe we need a PG-6, 7, 8, or 9, or 10, 2? We'll be even less productive in motion picture making. Dear the Saoirse Ronan Corporation, why is it that I'm sitting on a lazy boy chair this October 2020, 119 years and 3 months or 2 months since human beings started flying in the air with airplanes. And there's no on the record of this observer movie in the pipeline to celebrate that 120-year anniversary this December. Stewart and Jimi Hendrix, I think they were both in the Air Force. I might be wrong, because later on people started saying, no, Jimmy was in the Army. But what service to defend our freedom, irregardless of the compartmentalization of that service, is provided today? The Saoirse Ronan Corporation should not exist so as to devise ways and means for me being prevented to be a part of the collaboration and teamwork involved in the professional industry of plumbing, electric, carpentry, roadside services, horticulture and botany, and industrial automation, singing and dancing, nightclubbing, DJing, linguistifying, theatrical stage productions and motion picture and television art. The Saoirse Ronan Corporation is not founded on the basis of the beverage industry, whether it's milk, water, juice, alcohol infused, carbonated or not. I have had so many enjoyable experiences with kindred spirits sitting and existing around me and I around them in conversation, laughter, entertainment, and just plain being and living. But I have not had enough of that. So that's the reason for my asking the question today. What is the Saoirse Ronan Corporation? And why is it antithetical to all of that? I, on social media, saw this weekend that an old buddy of mine was planning to attend our 30-year class reunion from high school. And then the presentation of pictures on the same social media network failed to exhibit or include that buddy of mine. So even though we are out of contact and communication, and we are best of buddies when we were children, I am left to sit and wonder whether he made it to the reunion or not. Even though our other buddy was playing and performing music in Philadelphia, same weekend. Do either of these two young chaps have anything to do with the Saoirse Ronan Corporation? The Saoirse Ronan 30-year high school reunion must be in the year 2042. I'm doing my math correctly. If she was born in 94 and 2012 was her 18th year, Saoirse Ronan, after 30 years of experience, after the U.S. legal age of 18, would be celebrating her high school reunion in 2042. And where? Does she have a diploma? Did she graduate from high school? If she has and has accepted a diploma from a high school at year of age 18, was it from somebody in the Bronx or Ireland or California? Where did she go to high school? If she did it all, was it an online school? I guess I should announce now that James Gandolfini was an uncle of mine. I signed over all of Saoirse's playgrounds and recess and performance rights to James Gandolfini and Peter Jackson, who was the brother of James, because I felt that was the most responsible and adult move I could have made at the time, being a filmmaker myself. Excuse me, I have a cold. The Saoirse Ronan Corporation. What percentage is owned by hair, makeup, and fashion designers? What percentage is owned by directors and screenwriters? What percentage is owned by producers and non-movie industry business people? What is on her slate? I want to see what's on her slate for the next 10, 20, 30, and 50 years. You're telling me that super wealthy, rich, and celebrity industry of movie making can't produce that list for me? Who do you think I am? Who is Jack Loudon? Who the heck is Jack Loudon? That's like Teletubbies. It's like Sesame Street, the Muppet Show. It's like down at Fraggle Rock, boom, boom. Down at Fraggle Rock, boom, boom. Down at Fraggle Rock, boom, boom. HBO. It's not even Bryant Gumbel and Bjorn Bjork and John McEnroe doing sports on HBO. Sports classics. These are real people. Jack Loudon? Why are you taking a middle finger in my face? I am not the Antichrist. I am not the devil. I have a little Irish in me. I have a little Cleveland in me and a little Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I was born before the Rock and Roll Hall. Saoirse Ronan was born the year of the Rock and Roll Hall. We got it, New York. We got it going on. Cleveland won that competition fair and square. You got Saoirse Ronan in the Bronx, 1994. That's some kind of Coloradan voodoo practice. Antithetical again, it's the most picture making. Her latest movie, Foe, F-O-E. Seen it yet. Looks like it's car wash powered by sweat machines of human beings. You just walk your cast and crew through it, and it's sweat. Liquid sweat sprayed on all the performers. It's Foe. My interpretation of the marketing and promo for that movie. Oh, I guess I'll go see Foe. The Saoirse Ronan Corporation. What is it? Where is it? Who is it? Why is it? How is it? When is it? Hey, they're doing research on low doses of LSD to help patients out of Ireland. You know what? Where's the equality, employment opportunity on this planet? Ireland can do better than that. Are they sequestered from Reuters and Associated Press? Is that what the world has come down to? Checking the time. Oh, my gosh. They got an hour and 16 minutes left for the Saoirse Ronan Corporation podcast. I should say again, I have no idea whether or not Saoirse Ronan Corporation exists in actuality. According to the Uniform Commercial Code or the Scientologist Commercial Code. It's Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise. And Siri. I'm fans of all of them, but none are fans of mine. Right? That's not privilege. It's no privilege at all. It's anti-privilege. For me to sit here and think all those movie makers have no fandom relative to me or inclusion potential on their books and lips, voices, and stages and equipment resource dashes to work together, contributing to planet Earth's equilibrium, industry and industry. There's a Ronin Corporation. At the risk of sounding like a psychotic madman pushed to the margins of society and civilization, I declare at once, Saoirse, I love you.